The Workforce Development Council, Military and Veterans Affairs Committee, is working to help service members and their spouses fill jobs in Hawaii. Major General Edward Rick Richardson, a former Air Force fighter pilot, chairs the committee.
The military brings in a lot of skills and talent that is not available in great numbers in a civilian community. Some of the obvious areas are aviation, aircraft mechanics, pilots, computers, IT, drivers, security. There's a lot of areas.
But Richardson says Hawaii's high cost of living is a deterrent for many transitioning service members. Bridget Komine, a retired Air National Guard recruiter, says the cost of housing is probably the most daunting.
All of a sudden, they move off base. They don't have any cognizance of the fact that that house that they were living in with their utilities paid is probably costing the government $2,500. That's a conservative estimate.
Komine says living wage jobs are critical. The University of Hawaii's 10 campuses have hundreds of job opportunities. Mary Pereira is the Equal Employment Opportunity Affirmative Action Program Director for UH Community Colleges. She says a big challenge for UH selection committees is understanding military terminology.
It's helping committees to understand military jargon. So working with a recruiter or a transition person, I think, would help us tremendously.
Army Hawaii Transition Services Manager Mike Borman says there are other barriers, like soldiers who perceive state jobs as exclusionary.
The state of Hawaii appears to be a really close-knit, family-centric organization, and outsiders, people who move to the island, either they're military or they're not, kind of get that perception that it's a tough nut to crack, that it's hard to get in. If you don't know somebody, you're not going to get the job.
Soldiers in Hawaii also participate in intern and apprentice programs 6 months prior to discharge or retirement. Tamara Breathauer is the Army Career Skills Program Administrator.
On the island, we have technical programs, IT programs, programs that offer business management, warehouse logistics, and individual program options as well.
But Committee Chair Richardson says there are policy barriers that must be addressed. He doesn't blame anyone, but says he received a complaint about military spouses who pursue teaching jobs.
The spouses are interviewed and qualify, and they get hired on right away. But when they get assigned to a specific assignment, they have to start at the bottom, like a brand new hire, where some of these persons have 10, 15 years of experience. So in effect, they end up maybe taking an administrative job or not even becoming a teacher and getting a job somewhere else where it pays better.
The State Department of Education will brief the committee September 19th. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.